Welcome to Mom Care Monday, the weekly self-care check-in just for moms. I am your host, Alicia Beach, and I am the birth mom of three, adoptive mom of one, and stepmom of four. Yes, that is eight kids. So you can probably guess that I am pretty familiar with the craziness that comes along with motherhood and how easily mom's needs get knocked to the bottom of the list. But I'm here to remind you to put yourself back at the top of the list here on Mom Care Monday. Hey, Mama, how are you today? Have you taken your deep breath today? You know I'm going to ask. And no, I know you haven't, so let's do it together. Okay, today I'm going to say something that might be a little controversial. Some people may not like it and may not resonate with you. However, I think it needs to be said. You shouldn't have to ask for help from your parenting partner. You should not be asking for help. Some of y'all are probably like, excuse me? Hear me out. You shouldn't have to ask for help because there is the word partner, which insinuates they are your partner in the raising of the kids that you two have together, which means they're not your assistant. An assistant helps. A partner takes on responsibility. So when we use the language, the word help, can you help me with this? It still sets you up as the person in charge, and they are assisting you in whatever the chore, the task, the responsibility is. But that's not really what we want. We don't want to keep having to be in charge of everything because it makes you feel overwhelmed. It makes you feel resentful towards your partner. It puts you in a situation to have to constantly nag them if they don't take care of the thing that you ask them to take care of, because in their mind, they're just helping you. So they are waiting for you to instruct them. Then I might as well do it myself. If I got to tell you all the things that come along with doing the thing, which a lot of us get caught up in the trap of because it's just easier to do it ourselves. As opposed to, I need you to take this over. Not help me. I need all of this to be your responsibility. So that means the entire thinking of whatever it is, the planning, the doing, all of the things go onto your plate and it is off of my plate. I don't have to think about it because I know you are going to take care of it. There's no planning. It's not weighing down the mother load that is already on my plate. You are sharing the load with your partner. And they're not helping you carry the load. Does it make sense now? Did I bring some of you over to my side so that we can change the language around, can you help me with this, to can you take over for this? And it could be anything and everything from doing the laundry to being responsible for making sure the kids are doing their chores to planning dinner time. Whatever it is, you should be able to completely hand it over. Now, I know realistically speaking, a lot of moms, you don't have partners. You don't have partners that are there for you or in the household. And even if they are in the household, they are not being active partners. Or they're not in the household and they are not being active partners. And I am truly, truly sorry that you are in that situation because no mother should be parenting kids by themselves. That's not a good position to be in for anyone because it's overwhelming. There is just too much that goes along with raising kids for it to all be on one person's plate. So if you are doing this by yourself, girl, I feel you, I see you, and I know everything that you are handling. and you are kicking ass. Okay? I know you don't feel like it sometimes, but you are, because you are doing it. You are doing it when you don't want to. You are doing it when you probably think you can't get it done, and it is getting done in the best way that you can. So if you are in a situation where your partner is not parenting kids with you, kudos to you. Pat yourself on the back. Now, if you are in the situation where you have an active partner, whether you guys are in the home or not, whether you're co-parenting or you are actively in a relationship, stop asking for help. Don't use that word anymore. Just the simple use of the word leaves you in a situation where that person has to come to you and ask, well, how do you do this? And where is this? And I didn't know I was supposed to do it that way. I need you to take over this whole thing. All the laundry, it's yours. You separate the clothes. You make sure you buy the laundry and detergent. You make sure you know which day you're going to do it on. You pay attention to when all of the laundry bags are getting full and people need their laundry done. All of it is yours. I don't want to have to think about it at all. And I don't want to be set up in a dynamic where I'm having to remind you that this is supposed to be happening and now I'm the nag. That's not how a partnership should be happening. Now, what that looks like in your relationship with your parenting partner is up to the two of you, because everybody's scenario is different. I have a husband that travels a lot. And so when he leaves, whatever responsibilities that he carries, hands back over to me or to a person that I designate for that when he's gone. And then we hand them back. And that takes conversation and transition. And that brings me to the point that this is not necessarily easy, but in the long run, it is better. It is better for you. It empowers your partner to not be dependent on you to do all of the thinking when it comes to raising our kids and caring for our households. And it keeps the resentment from breeding. And it's creating, you're having to have conversations and share. And your partner may not know all the things that are going on in your head. It's something that you are able to share with each other, and then it makes things much clearer, and it makes the expectations much clearer. Now, again, this is not easy. So I do have two books that I recommend before you start to make these transitions. If your case is you're constantly asking for help and not getting the help that you want, one of them is called Drop the Ball by Tiffany Dufu. And then the other one is Fair Play by Eve Rodowski, I think her last name is. Fair Play has become really popular over the last year or so, I think really since the pandemic. And Drop the Ball was a book that I got before the pandemic. And it really talks about sharing all of the responsibilities that come up in your household and sitting down and really like divvying up. Okay, I'm doing all of this, and this is what you're doing. And seeing it written down on paper puts a whole new spin of it on it. And so, yes, I do suggest that you read these books and hand the book right on over to your partner so that they can read it too and understand the difference between them helping you and taking on the full responsibility. You'll be able to breathe more and you won't feel as stressed like you are carrying all of it, because you shouldn't be. Don't even get me started on the fact that this should also be happening in schools and government and healthcare and, ooh, girl, because we can't be carrying this load by ourselves. We cannot do it. And all of the people and the institutions and the communities in our lives should be stepping up and taking care of their part in raising. We're not just raising kids here. We're raising a society, and we cannot do it on our own. So stop using the word help and tell people, can you take this responsibility on, whatever that may be, and with whoever it may be? And then you can breathe just a little bit lighter. Just a little bit lighter. That's one more thing off of your plate. One more thing taken away from the mother load that you are carrying. So, girl, this week, pass something off. Pass it off and give yourself a little more time to love on yourself. All right. Have a good week. Thanks for joining me for this week's episode of Mom Care Monday. Be sure to take a moment to hit that subscribe button so that you can join us every week. You can also join me over on Instagram at MyLifeIsABeach, or you can follow at The Mom Forum on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And take a moment to visit our website, themom-forum.com, to read our current blog posts, shop our products, or check out our next event. And don't forget to make sure and take the time to practice that self-care this week. And I'll see you here next week on Mom Care Monday.